I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Broadus, I saw earlier this morning Ian Rappaport with a hit on NFL Network talking about the Cowboys, talking about Cooper Rush leaving to Baltimore, and what does that mean for the Cowboys in terms of addressing the quarterback position in the draft. And it was interesting because he just kind of nonchalantly ties the Cowboys to Quinn Ewers and starts talking about him in the second round, maybe the third round. Mm-hmm. Quinn Ewers in the second or third round, and I know you're going to actually scout out all these quarterbacks coming up this weekend, so probably next week on an episode we'll have a better understanding of your exact thoughts on Quinn Ewers, but the mm-hmm. idea of Quinn Ewers, Cowboys, and a day two selection, that seems kind of wild to me.
I think it's wild too, and you know, and Ian is really, really good at his job. I do know for a fact that last week the Giants had in a group of quarterbacks, and Quinn Ewers was one of the quarterbacks that was with in the meeting with the others that they had. With the Giants having a pick at the top of the second round, that seems to be, if you're kind of, if the Giants are looking, they had a couple of quarterbacks that were, and I need to, I'll get my notes here, but there was a couple of quarterbacks that they were visiting with, and let's see if I, okay, yeah, the Giants had in Ewers, Dart, Ward, and Howard from Ohio State. Those were the quarterbacks that they had. They were they had a visit, you know, with the Giants. So right there, it tells me Ward, of course, a first round pick. Dart, likely a first round pick as well. Ewers and Howard, I think that you would say in the rating of Howard, or excuse me, Ewers would be over Howard, but here the Giants are looking at quarterbacks, but maybe they're protecting themselves a little bit. You know, if not a first round quarterback, then maybe with depending on with Ewers, and then, you know, maybe that's more of a second round type of a guy to them. But I would be really surprised if Dallas went second round quarterback on Quinn Ewers. I would be very surprised.
Yeah, I mean, same here. That feels like something where, I mean,
it feels kind of rich.
It feels rich, not only for the player. Like, if you told me it was Jackson Dart maybe in the second round, I'd be like, sure. Okay, you're just kind of buying yeah. that upside yep. because it's considerably higher than what Quinn Ewers' upside is. But
right.
you're also talking about drafting a guy on day two who you don't expect to really contribute to your team for
right.
2, 3, 4 years. That feels like a luxury pick for a team that has still an immense amount of holes and yeah. a lot of needs that they need to address right now. So that feels like for the Cowboys, that would be I don't know how many Cowboys fans would really like a selection like that on day two when you have this many needs across the roster.
Yeah, I don't think that free agency or the way that you attacked it, and I'm not being critical of the way they attacked free agency. I actually applaud the way they used. Here we are. We're using the draft. We're using trades and we're using signings. I applaud you for doing that. I don't think their free agency period was to the point where you could, as you mentioned, take a luxury pick of Quinn Ewers in the second round. Now, everybody likes these quarterbacks differently. Quinn Ewers, to me, played on a really good football team, very talented at offensive line, very talented at running back, very talented at wide receiver, very talented as the play caller. You know, Quinn Ewers, I think, benefited greatly from all those around him. I just don't see right now, and I've watched a lot of Texas tape because you're watching offensive line, you're watching receivers, you're watching, you know, you're watching a lot of things. If you told me that Quinn Ewers was the second round quarterback, that they had him on the board second round, I would be shocked. But everybody sees these quarterbacks completely different.
Okay, now I want to get to Mel Kiper's latest mock draft. It dropped today, which is Tuesday, March 18th. Cowboys at pick 12, round one, they take North Carolina running back Omarion Hampton. And he just simply writes, he says, no change on my Cowboys pick projection from my last mock draft. So he's now 2-for-2 on Cowboys taking Omarion Hampton at 12. He says Hampton actually firmed up his first round case at the combine. He had the 4.46 40, 10 feet, 10 inches in the broad jump, home run hitter, and could spark something in the run game. And he notes the Cowboys averaged 4 yards per carry over the last year, tied for fourth worst in the league. And he says, even after signing Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders to low-risk deals, I still think the Cowboys could draft Hampton. He is the kind of difference maker they need at the position. He rushed for over 3,000 yards and 30 touchdowns over the past two seasons at North Carolina. So I would just love your thoughts on that, Broadus.
I have Johnson from Iowa over him, but they're all very, very close there. I assume that Ginty is gone in his scenario. Is that okay? He's been very consistent because he's had Ginty gone, and he's had Hampton the last two times, as he says. This is where you have to be mindful of Mel Kiper. And a lot of people, Mel Kiper's been doing this a long time. Matter of fact, I think 1988 was like his first time he was doing this. He had Tyler Smith tagged several years. Well, Tyler Smith's draft, three, four years ago? And so he had Tyler Smith tagged as a mock draft for the Cowboys several times. And everybody's like going, God, Tyler Smith. And So Mel might have somebody in that organization that is, you know, helping him. And most of these really the good guys and gals that do this have somebody that's willing to say, hey, listen, think about it this way or think about it that way. The fact that he keeps putting Hampton to you, I think says something, but he also, he keeps Ginty keeps going before. I don't know if they would have Hampton over Ginty. You know, that's something we have to dig on and find out. They might not take a runner in the first though, Eric. There's a possibility. I say keep an eye on what Mel Kiper's saying here, but there's a possibility that they might not take a runner. I have four positions, I think. Runner is one of the positions. I just don't know if they'll go with it. I think there's the defensive tackle or edge thing you have to think about here. I think the cornerback is the thing you have to think about here. I think the wide receiver is something you have to think about at 12. And I think you have to think about the runner. I don't know what order that goes in. Those seem to be what I'm looking at right now. But I wonder if they really, 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 really like Ginty as much as everybody who's been mocking them to Dallas. I think there's some other positions like the ones I mentioned that they're surely considering over running back at that 12th spot.
Yeah, and other positions outside of running back in the first round is definitely a much better way to allocate your resources, especially in a draft like this where you're coming out of the gates today talking about 25 running backs deep of guys that you be down to draft within the five rounds of the draft.
No question.
So I think that has a lot to do with it. If you were talking about this being super thin at the running back position and you want to go maybe a little bit more need heavy because of that, I could at least understand, but there's really, other than Ginty, I get it, but it doesn't seem like Ginty's falling to 12. And if you're going to end up taking a running back not named Genty at 12, I just think that's a misevaluation on this particular draft class and how many really good running backs we're going to look in year one. We're going to see third, fourth, fifth round running backs making a serious impact for some teams like we do most years, but this year probably more than ever with just the quantity of dudes.
Yeah, but what you have to be very mindful of, Eric, is the last two drafts, these Dallas Cowboys have missed on their first round pick. Okay. And if you're going to pass on an Ashton Genty, who I don't think is going to bust as a player, and you take a player that does bust in the first round, like you have, well, I shouldn't say this, but Guyton right now, not looking very favorable right now. And then we know with Mozzie Smith. You know, so I, you know, if you're going to pass on taking a running back, I think there, I asked Jeff Kavanaugh, asked this question today on Twitter. I list four guys that I didn't think were going to bust, you know, and Ashton Genty was one of those guys. But if you pass on Ashton Genty and take a player that busts, then your allocations of, it doesn't matter what your allocations is, you know, you messed up. You know, that's how you got to look at this. If they have not drafted well the last 2 years when it comes to the first round pick, you know, and if you're going to pass on somebody that, in my opinion, I don't think is going to bust, but I also don't think Simmons from Ohio State, the tackle, is going to bust. I don't think that Ibuka from Ohio State's going to bust. And I don't think Barron's going to bust. Those are guys that I really, really like. But if you pass on one of those players and take somebody that does bust, I don't want to hear about the running back anymore. I don't want to hear about, because, and I'm not pointing this at you. I'm just saying that you know, allocations of resources.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you pass on something just because you feel like it's a better allocation of resources and you pick something that busts, then don't tell me about allocation of resources anymore. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. I mean, you have to have the proper evaluation. You can't just
the proper evaluation
back and then.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Not good.
That's what I'm saying. You know, in my opinion, I gave you four guys that I think aren't going to bust. One of them is a running back. The whole idea is to take the guy that's not going to bust and the guy that's going to carry your team into playoffs and potentially championships. But allocation of resources only works when you're taking the right guy. If they go around and take another Guyton or Mozzie Smith that doesn't help them immediately and doesn't play as a first round, then is it a really good use of allocation of resources?
Well, if you take a running back in the third round and he hits, then I would say yes, you
it's made fine. The appropriate. That's fine. It's fine. But you could if you take a better player in rounds one or two than the third round running back. If you pass on those guys and take a guy that's not as good, is that a good allocation of resources?
No, because ultimately,
see, I'm not trying to fight with you. I'm just trying to say Dallas is in a situation where if they pass on certain players, please don't bust on the pick. Mm-hmm. You know, don't tell me, well, you know, a third round running back. If there's a first round running back there, if one of those guys, if you really like Jeanty, you like Hampton, you like Henderson, you like Johnson, if one of those guys, they're better players for a reason. They're better up on most people's boards. They're better players. Sure, you can tell me all about third and fourth round running backs all you want. I have a lot of them that I really like. They're not as good as Hampton. They're not as good as Johnson. They're not as good as Henderson, and they're not as good as Jeanty, you know? But if I wait and pick a guy that's less than what the top of my board, and then I also bust on the first round pick, have I made my team better?
No, that would be it.
Should just pick the damn running back. Should have just picked one of those guys.
So you feel good? I know you prefer Johnson over Hampton, but would you?
I do. And you know, it's funny. There's some people that feel like they like Johnson better, they like Hampton better. I think, listen, if they were to take Hampton at 12, I understand. I mean, I get it. That's, you know, I don't have a problem with that. Hampton, Johnson, Henderson. I think those guys are all like second round guys. Those are all, again, the players I'm talking about. Players 18, 19, 20. That's kind of where I'm talking about those guys. Mm-hmm. So if they take one of those guys, there, I could surely understand it. And I think all those runners there in that second round that I mentioned will help this football team in a big way, in an absolutely big way. So yeah, it's just flavors of ice cream. Hey, who do you like? You know, who do you like better? And I think all these kids are going to be able to play. But there's a reason why those guys are at the top of the board, and guys like Scataboo and Sampson and others are in the middle of the board.
Now, when you talk about those guys that you think are least likely to bust in the first round, you said you mentioned four guys. It was Josh Simmons. It was Barron.
Simmons, Jeanty, Barron, and Ibuka.
So are those your four guys that you would most like? Those are the four guys that you most want the Cowboys to take at 12? Is that kind of the way you're looking at it?
Jeff Kavanaugh asked a really interesting question. He says, take your rankings out of it, and guys that you would, you know, you guys at 12 that potentially Dallas can draft. He says, rank the guys in order that you feel like at 12 will not bust. And that's what I did. The tackle, the runner, the corner, and the wide receiver. Those guys, I have some questions about Burden from, I don't have Golden in the first round. I don't think Golden's going to bust. I mean, I just listed four names right there. So, but guys that I have potentially at 12, and if they pick Golden at 12, I'd be happy with that. That's not, I mean, I do have Burden and then Ibuka. I think there's something about Ibuka that just, to me, is just, there's something just really, really steady and calming about his game that makes me feel comfortable. Those right. players I feel comfortable with. Mm-hmm. I feel comfortable with Barron. But you know what? They might not. They might think that Will Johnson's a better player. I'll tell you what. Reville, the corner from East Carolina. I love the player. I have him ahead of Barron. He has an injury. He has a medical. He has a knee. You know, does a knee going to keep him from being the best of his ability? So I have questions. These four players that I named, I have, you know, you could talk about with Simmons. Yeah, he has the knee coming off the patella. But everything I'm hearing about that is good. Everything I'm hearing about that. But I just watched him play. He seems like, to me, the guy that's just going to come in, plug, play, and go. The best one of the group. You know, and so that's kind of where. But yeah, that's what you got to try and avoid. Dallas, if Dallas passes on, say, one of those four players at 12 and takes somebody else, depending on who they are, I think there's a possibility that you could have a bust, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally hear what you're saying. And yeah, especially with the track record over the last couple of years in the first round, you definitely right. want to, the Cowboys are now in a spot where you do want to take a guy that you feel good about, that is at least going to be a starter
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, you cannot sit there and take a guy who is that maybe doesn't like football, you know, maybe a guy that's a little immature, maybe a guy that's, you know, you just can't. I mean, if they're gonna, like I say, in my mind, if they have the opportunity to pick one of the four guys that I mentioned, I would hope they do it. If they take somebody else, I will sure do my best to evaluate who that other guy is. But I think they're looking at guys like Will Johnson. I think they're looking at Michael Williams. I think they're looking at guys like that, and that's good. That's fine. But the four guys I listed, boy, I would sure prefer over the guys like that we're working on right now.
All right, you're listening to the Love of the Star podcast. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast, and you can find it wherever you get your podcasts. It's
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.